plan to shoot more people. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A more than 100-page manifesto written by the 18-year-old charged in this weekend's Buffalo, New York shooting that left 10 dead indicates he planned to hit other locations in the area.
That Topps grocery store covered in crime scene tape, active and ongoing investigation by federal, local, and state authorities still ongoing. Investigators tell us they've not only found out, according to this manifesto that the suspect posted online, that he wanted to shoot people inside of the store, but that he was going to continue the rampage across Buffalo if he was able to get out of that grocery store. Of the 13 people who were shot, 11 of those people were black community members. These people range in age from 32 years old to 86 years old.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. The Biden administration announcing plans today, it says, will help ease the nationwide shortage of infant formula. Transportation and logistics help is being offered to manufacturers and retailers as the administration works to bring Abbott's Michigan manufacturing plant back online after it was shut down earlier this year due to safety issues. Violence involving groups of teens prompts a curfew in Chicago.
A 17-year-old is charged with shooting and killing a 16-year-old boy Saturday as a large crowd of teens is swarmed to Chicago's Millennium Park, prompting an intense reaction from residents like these.
I want to know where the hell the parents are. Where are they?
Mayor Lori Lightfoot now imposing a 6 p.m. curfew for minors at Millennium Park, though a move that the ACLU is already blasting, saying strict enforcement of a curfew will only further strain relations between Chicago police and young people of color.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The CDC reporting the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has hit 1 million today. Three out of every four deaths were people 65 and older. More men died than women. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The U.S. Coast Guard has suspended the search for potential survivors of a capsized boat near Puerto Rico after finding 11 bodies and rescuing 38 migrants from a vessel that had carried up to 75 passengers. Crews searched the waters for 4 days. All 11 victims were Haitian women, and 36 of the 38 survivors were Haitians. The remaining two were from the Dominican Republic. A global fast food giant is selling its businesses in Russia.
McDonald's says after 30 years in Russia, it is exiting the market and is looking for a buyer for its Russian business. The restaurants there are temporarily closed. The company says it reached the decision because of the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and the unpredictable operating environment. McDonald's says it concluded that continued ownership of the business in Russia is no longer tenable, nor is it consistent with McDonald's values. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
With the conference finals gearing up the NBA playoffs, the association also begins preparations for the draft today.
The NBA draft combine workouts get started today with G League Elite Camp players hitting the hardwood at the Chicago Bulls home of Wintrust Arena to show off their skills. A total of 76 prospects will take part in this week's combine events. Players will have interviews with NBA teams and participate in five-on-five games as well as shooting and strength and agility drills from Wednesday to Friday. The NBA draft lottery is coming up tomorrow. That will determine who will have the first overall pick for the selection process. That will take place on June 23rd. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the leading Democrat in the state's high-profile Senate contest, suffered a stroke just days before tomorrow's primary election, but his campaign says he is on his way to a full recovery. In a text message to the Associated Press, the 52-year-old Fetterman says he's feeling good, all things considered. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.